This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vayikra. And of course, Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra opens up with a discussion about the Karbanos themselves. And one of the things we find throughout many of the Karbanos of the Parsha is that these Karbanos have to be brought Tzafona. They are supposed to be brought in the north, Lifnei Hashem. Now, why are so many Karbanos brought on the northern side? So Rav Zecharia Tubi suggested that this is reminiscent of the idol of Akedas Yitzchak, and the idea that seeking strength and justice tends to come from the north. The idea of the fact that Din and Gevura come from the north, as opposed to Rachamim, which is a little bit more south-based. We're told that he's supposed to bring certain karbanos as on the mizbeach as a reach nichoach. Rav Shatter once quipped to us that chalev needs to be raw to be on the mizbeach. If it was cooked, then the halacha would be different. And similarly, the rules for cooked blood, in terms of consuming cooked blood, are different than those for dam shelo bishlo, for blood that wasn't cooked. And while raw blood is aser midareisa, the cooked blood is only aser midarabanan. And there are also different rules for wine, in that wine that is mevushal is distinct from pure, plain, unadulterated wine. So Rav Shachter did comment to us when he was explaining this that while this is the case, that there is a difference between wine that is chai and wine that is mevushal, between wine that is not wine that was not cooked and wine that was. So the concern of Ben Oseim, that there was a concern about intermarriage, would still apply. And this came to a head, Rav Shachter told us, when someone wanted to permit Welch's grape juice because it was cooked, but he forgot about the rules of Ben Oseim. Rav Shachter ended and reminded us that it's always important to fully understand all aspects of a halacha before we paskin it. We have to understand correctly. And before we decide something doesn't apply, we better make sure we understand all of the parameters. And we can learn it out of something as overt as the understanding of a karban and the understanding of a reach nichoach for us to be able to proceed and understand it. Okay, we're also told that when it comes to karbanos mincha, flour-based karbanos, a karban mincha is not lo se'aseh chametz, it shouldn't become chametz. Rav Shlomo Volba, in his commentary on Chumash, pointed out that chametz is symbolic of the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara doesn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in truth, it doesn't belong in the world either, and so that's the reason why on Pesach we don't consume chametz. Now, the truth is, that's great for Pesach, what about the rest of the year? So Rav Volba adds that we wouldn't have it ever, but that would be an impossibility except in the Beis HaMikdash. And in truth, even in the Beis HaMikdash, the only time we have karbanos that are chametz is on Shavuos, when we bring a karban called the Shtei Alechem. But there it's because the Torah has the ability to kasher even chametz of the Yetzara. Shavuos being the time that we celebrate the Torah, it has the ability to kasher even the chametz of the Yetzara. We're also told, all honey shall not be brought on the Mizbeach. And the Yerushalmi in Yuma explains that honey makes the taste of everything stronger and improved. So if that's the case, why can't it be used on the Mizbeach? So Rav Simcha Zissel, the famous Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, Rav Simcha Zissel Brady, explained that it's not up to us to decide what makes things strong or spiritual. That matter is something that gets decided by Hashem. We're also told in HaKohen HaMashiach Yechta La'ash Masa'am that if the Kohen Gadol sins to the guilt of the nation, now what does that mean, that a Kohen Gadol's sin is an embarrassment to the nation? Why isn't it just his own embarrassment? So Rabbi David Feinstein explained that leaders reflect their people. If the leaders aren't good, then the people have an excuse for their own misgivings. But at the same time, when the people aren't good, it's harder for the leaders to lead properly. The relationship is reflected, one in the other. That's just the way it is. While we talk about the chatas over here, and just in general, it seems sort of odd that we bring a carbon chatas. There's a mitzvah to bring a carbon chatas. How do we have a mitzvah for doing averos? It sounds as if we're rewarding bad behavior. So Rav Shimshon David Pinkus explained that a carbon isn't a reward. It's a revelation of a deeper hidden love that Hashem has for us to rekindle that connection that was severed by sin. In other words, what the comment is that we're not bringing a carbon chatas because of an avera. We're bringing the carbon chatas because there are certain times in our lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that we're far away, and now we have a responsibility to do what we can to try to improve ourselves and to bring ourselves closer. So that takes some overcoming, and with God Hashem's chesed, we're able to go ahead and bring ourselves, closer. Finally, in the parsha at least, there is an interesting process. The Kohen Gadol, when he does an Aveira and he brings a carbon chatas, the blood gets sprinkled as Pene Paroches HaKodesh in front of the Holy Paroches. Yet, when we speak of the sin where the majority of the nation has done an Aveira, it's just referred to as Pene HaParoches. Why is there a difference between the two? So the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis notes that when a Kohen Gadol sins, the Paroches is still identified as Kodesh. When everyone sins, it's less so. And Rav Chatzka Levenstein suggested that there's an important lesson to each Jew to make sure that each of us keeps our lives holy in order to prevent the paroches or anything else from becoming profane due to large number of people's not keeping things kadosh. In other words, what the Gemara is suggesting is when a single individual, even a Kohen Gadol, does an Avera, the Beis HaMikdash and the Parochas can still say Kodesh. But once the nation doesn't show any respect towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now it's no longer a function, the Mikdash, which is the place of the relationship with Hashem, is all of a sudden chol, it's open, and we want to up our game in that situation. And so therefore, says Reb Chatzko, it's our responsibility, and the message to us is that it's our responsibility to rise up a level and to bring ourselves forward. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read from Yishayahu, the comment is made, Machisi ka'av pisha'echa v'cha'anan chatosecha, a comment we make quite a little bit in our slichos. It appears in our davening in the Yamim Noraim. And Yishayahu HaNavi makes the declaration, I wiped your sins like a fog and a cloud. And why are tshuva and kapara compared to a fog and a cloud? So Rav Avigdor Nevenzel Shlita explained that to move a fog, one needs to either blow on it or have the wind blow it through, at which point it dissipates. Or if it's a cloud, you can make a cloud rain, which brings about a parnasa and salvation. And the difference between them is how we change. So similar to tshuva, when we do tshuva me'ava, there is benefit. As like the Gemara says, zdonos nasas lo ke zachuyos. The things you did on purpose can actually become like a merit, which is like a cloud. You can actually get benefit. When we do tshuva me'ira, zdonos nasas lo ke shkagos. It gets included in the level of shkaga, maybe without the same responsibilities and potentials for punishment, but it's like a passing fog. It doesn't bring any benefit as a result. Nothing beyond the removal of the sin can grow from the experience. We deal a lot with the karbanos, and our job with the ability to bring karbanos is to get closer to Hashem, and through perhaps the process of learning about the karbanos, we'll be able to be mekayim the important ideal of Unishalma Parim Sfasenu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that opportunity, and may we leave the realm of only being able to use our lips to be counted as karbanos, and bring us back to Tzion, Berina, a Shabbat Shalom to all.